doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Pretty good tea this morning. Thank you, Logan. Welcome, everybody. It's gardening time, gardening talk time. Whatever you want to discuss is fine with me. Give me a buzz. We'll do our usual stuff, work my things I need to tell you about in with your calls, questions, comments, bragging about something that's working, complaining about something that's not working. That's fine. All of those things are fine. Just give me a call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. I've had a little bit of gum surgery. It's a elective deal. I'll tell you more about it some other time, but I may sound a little bit different. It's doing well, so it shouldn't be a big deal, but I might have a little bit of a different sound this morning. Tea is the one I've gotten stuck on here. It's the mixture of ginger, thyme, sage, and honey. The thyme I'm using is a lemon thyme. I did do something a little different this morning, too. I have in a pot where the sage is growing, I have some basil, and I forgot exactly which one it is. It's one of the purple ones, and I forget exactly which one I bought. But the flowers had gotten, in some cases, pretty close to total maturity, and I just stripped a bunch of the flowers off the stem and added that to the tea. And it's really good. Ginger, thyme, sage. There's two different kinds of sages. One is the normal garden sage. The other one is one of the little thin leaf sages, and a nice spoonful of honey. So give that one a shot. Let's do the SPCA report, and then I want to get into something that's a sad thing that we need to talk about. A friend of mine is passing. And a friend, a lot of you people out there in the organic world. But let me tell you, first of all, about this wonderful dog. There's a great dog for you. Unfortunately, several of the dogs that I've been talking about the past weeks have not been adopted in Dallas or in the McKinney. Some of them are in McKinney. Some of them are in Dallas. And that includes Harley, Aubrey, Snow White. I thought Snow White got adopted. Check on that. Simba and Ginger still waiting for homes. But this week's dog is Oreo, and Oreo is a good-looking dude. He is looks bigger than this. That says that he's a 7-year-old, 60-pound shepherd mix, kind of a brindle coat, dark brown, beautiful. We've got a picture on our website on dirtdoctor.com. He was rescued from a bad place, it says. And he's in a foster home now, but he's looking for his forever place. And he looks like a great find for somebody out there. He, I think, is in the Dallas. I'm going to have to look it up. Check it. I didn't pull up that. It's on the next page, and I didn't pull it out real quick here. Either in Dallas or McKinney, but it's on our website under the SPCA button. Says he's very gentle, likes people a lot. He likes dogs. He even likes cats. So says he's good with kids as long as they're not a little bitty. If they're grown a little bit, he gets along with all kinds of things, all kind of people and pets. So give it a look on dirtdoctor.com, those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and wherever you are in the country, support your rescue organizations. Great place to find a pet, whether you're looking for a dog or cat. We talk primarily about dogs, but the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center here in Dallas, they have a great foster program for kittens and just all kinds of stuff. It's a great facility. If you haven't been there, you need to go check it out anyway. And see these wonderful dogs. Okay, Malcolm Beck, my very good friend and co-author of two books, passed away. We've talked about it a little bit on the show, and you may have heard about it from other sources, but Malcolm has had what I don't know if it was ever officially diagnosed. I was talking to Bob Webster about it this morning, actually, and he seemed to think that it probably was diagnosed as Alzheimer's, but he started losing his short-term memory some time ago, and it went pretty fast, and he passed away this past week. There's going to be a memorial service for those of you in San Antonio or want to go to San Antonio next Sunday. We're still looking at the possibility of me being there. Obviously, the show is an issue and some other things too, so we'll see if we're going to be able to make it there. It's going to be out near Gardenville. There used to be a Rose Emporium next door to Gardenville there in San Antonio, way out north of San Antonio, north of 1604, and it has become a different nursery now. I think is what Bob was telling me, and that's where the service is going to be. If you want to look into it next Sunday, I believe that's the 12th. Yeah, the 12th. Let me tell you about how I met Malcolm. It was kind of an interesting story. I've talked about it, but it's been a long time. I went, let's see, what was the order? I guess the first thing that happened was this. I had gotten interested in organics for some reason. I don't know, somebody said something or I read an article. Something happened to make me think, I need to learn about this organic gardening. I knew nothing about it at all. This was in, it was right about just a little bit after, I guess, the time where Logan was born. Logan was born in 1985, so it was right along in there somewhere. I called a friend of mine by the name of Alex Burton, because I thought he would know something about organic gardening. He was a local radio personality, been around here a long time on two or three different stations, and quite a character. Became good friends with him, Judy and I, with his family. And I called him and said, hey, who do you know that I could talk to about organic gardening? I asked him first, do you know anything about organic gardening? Because your front yard is where your vegetable garden is, and it looked like an organic thing to me. I kind of had that same feeling, I guess, a lot of people have, that if you're into organics, it's kind of a wild, messy, unkept, unusual, hippy-dippy-looking kind of thing. And Alex's garden certainly fit that category at the time. He said, I don't know anything about organic gardening at all, but he said, I know a fella in Austin at the Texas Department of Agriculture, and you ought to call him and talk to him about it. He's into that sort of thing, and I bet he knows about organics. I called this fellow, forget his name, because he never called me back. But somebody did call me back. They picked up the note and called me back, and it was a lady by the name of Beth Bittinger, I believe is how it was pronounced. And she was all excited that some radio landscape architect guy from Dallas was interested in organic gardening. And she gave me a couple of names, but the main two that she gave me were Malcolm Beck and John Dromgoole, John in Austin and Malcolm in San Antonio. And she said, you need to call them because they're into making compost and using compost, and they're really into organics, and that'd be a great place for you to start. And she was really excited about it, and she followed up with me and was really a lot of help on several things. I had no idea at the time. The reason she was so excited about other people learning about organics and everything was, and she didn't tell me this, I found it out from somebody else, she was dying of cancer. I think she had leukemia, and she didn't live a whole lot longer than that. But she's the one that got me to call. The first call I made was to John Dromgoole, who does a radio show and has a garden center. I assume he's still involved in the garden center. He was involved in the product line called Ladybug, but he sold it. But anyway, set up a time to go down there, and I flew down right away, and we went to lunch. And at that lunch, which was near his garden, wasn't Gardenville, it was, I'll think of it when I come back, his garden center in Austin, and we sat down for lunch, and lo and behold, Malcolm Beck had come in from San Antonio, and that's where I met Malcolm Beck. Rest of the story for you when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, white flies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. Mary Rose is lining people up already to be on, and I'll get to the calls. But let me finish my storytelling about Malcolm first, and then we'll get to the phones and go back and forth. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. So I had gone to Austin to meet John Dromgoole as the first step in learning about this organic thing. Malcolm Beck just happened to be there, and I think we met at the end of lunch. He was having lunch at the same place, and we hadn't John and he hadn't seen each other, and we talked after lunch for a minute, and he said that there was going to be a group to get together and go to Bracken Cave in a couple of days to see the bats. If you've never heard of Bracken Cave, it's a bat cave that has something in the range of 30 million bats. It's far bigger than the easier to get to bat caves that you may have heard about in Texas and in other places too. So I said, boy, that sounds great. And I rearranged my schedule and I came back down to San Antonio in a couple of days after just having a brief conversation with both John and longer with John because we had lunch and then a brief conversation with Malcolm. So I get to San Antonio, we go to Bracken Cave, but back in those days, there wasn't even a road to it. You really had to do some hiking and work to get to the cave. We got there just before, dawn was, dusk was about to come in. That's when the bats start leaving, and it was fantastic. It was unbelievable to watch that many millions of bats leave. Whether you can still go there on guided trips or not, I don't have any idea, but it's Bracken Cave. We've got some information on our website about it. It's been on television and all kinds of things, as you might guess. It's supposedly where the largest number of mammals are together of any kind of mammals anywhere in the world. But anyway, after we had seen the bats come out, which was pretty fascinating, we went back to Gardenville, and Malcolm and I were talking. We kind of struck up a conversation and started talking about insects because we've been, looking at the bats and talking to insects and everything, and sharing information. I said, have you ever written anything about a book about insects or anything like that? He said, no, but that's something that would be really good. He said, have you ever written anything? I said, well, yeah, I've written a few things. At that point, I had a couple of books already. And we started talking more, and we got into discussing trees. And he said, there's only one guy I've ever read any of his stuff that seems to make any sense to me at all. And it was in a magazine not too long ago, Texas Gardener. And all of a sudden, he looked at me, and his eyes got real big, and he said, it's you, isn't it? I said, yeah, I wrote that column. It was a column about my tree planting techniques and things like that. And he said, well, would you have any interest in doing a book together? And that's how the whole thing got started, from a trip to watch bats come out of a cave. We struck up a conversation about doing a book together, and that was the genesis of the Texas Bug Book. That's how it got started. We later did another book together, the Vegetable Gardening Book, which is being reprinted right now. As a matter of fact, they sold out of that book. But that's how our relationship started. We shared a lot of different ideas. We came up with inventions. We I basically took what was recommended by all kind of people back in those days for foliar feeding, which was fish and seaweed. And somebody mentioned that molasses or sugar might be a good thing to add to sprays like that. And so we tried that, and lo and behold, worked very well. And then later on, I was visiting with a fella down in the hill country who was doing research on oak wilt, and he had discovered that when he put something in his liquid sprays, he was using liquid humate and some fish and seaweed and things like that, and he discovered that when he put something in it that lowered the pH, made it more acidic, that the plant was able to accept the nutrients easier and more completely, and he was having better luck. And I thought, well, he was using some kind of chemical acid product, and I thought, well, maybe vinegar would work. Vinegar would be more natural, maybe fit in well. And that was the creation of Garrett Juice, the liquid humate or compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. That was the base formula, and started being used at that point. Malcolm started making some and actually set up a great big compost tea-making big old tank is what it was. And he was the one that first came up with the idea of adding lava sand to it, so you got the residue from the lava sand into the mix as well. So that was kind of how our relationship got started and stayed great for a long time. I'll tell you about a few more things as we go, but we'll, after this break, catch up on a couple of phone calls. And if you want to be next after the first few that we do, it's 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. We do have a photo contest up and running for you. I'm not sure anybody got the one last week. It was Beach Vitex. I'll have to look into that. I'm not sure anybody identified it. It's a Vitex that grows as a sprawling, woody ground cover and has been identified as a invasive plant. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this, and we'll talk about all that stuff.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And, last week, the mystery photo didn't get guessed. The information is on the website now about the Beach Vitex. It's an interesting plant to look at. I actually have some growing at the office, but it has been identified now as invasive and put on the list, especially for people in Florida and other places where there are beaches. It really likes the sand and can become a pest because it crowds out other native plants. The today's photograph is up. It's fairly common. I think it'll be an easy one for you to identify. The winner, whoever identifies it first, by calling in, talking to me on the show, or sending an email in to info@dirtdoctor.com, wins one of our online courses, the TORC Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course. It's our 15-chapter online organic gardening course, and you also get a gift from Espoma. Espoma brings you the SPCA report that I did every week as well. But if you identify the mystery photograph, you get an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. And like I've been telling you for some weeks now, the Espoma products, liquid products, are fantastic to use with the Garrett juice to make it an even more powerful fertilizer product mix for you to use, especially for flowering plants, potted plants, and things like that. So even if you don't win one of the free ones, stores across the country sell the Espoma. It's Espoma. Give it a try. you will like it as much as I do, I can assure you. Let me get caught up on a couple of calls, and then we'll kind of go back and forth here. Here's Carol in Fort Worth, Texas. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, I'm calling about a crepe myrtle tree I bought about 3 years ago, and I planted it probably in July, and after that, the leaves kind of fell off, and I thought, well, it's just because it's hot, and it did come back the next year. But then the next year after it got hot, the leaves started dying and falling off, and then they started growing back. So this is the third year now, and I have seven other crepes, and it just come out, and it was the most beautiful I've ever seen and had the most beautiful blooms. And then it got hot, started falling off. Now they're coming back.
Well, I tell you what I'd be suspicious of, Carol, and I wouldn't know for sure, but I would be suspicious that when you planted it, you didn't have the root ball perfectly saturated, you know, really, really good and moist, and it's kept some dry pockets in there, and that leads to the stress that creates that situation. The only other thing that could create the kind of conditions you're describing would be that you've got it buried so deep in the ground. And most crepe myrtles out there are too deep in the ground.
I know it's not buried too deep because I was afraid I was going to hit some kind of lines. So it was just big enough to get it in the ground.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not buried too deep because most of the crepe myrtles that come, not most of them, 100% of them, that come from the growing operations and from the nurseries are too deep in the containers. If you planted it just like it looked like the top of the container was the top of the ball, you've got it too deep in the ground.
Okay.
So two things to do. One is go out there and very carefully, you can use hard tools, but use a brush as much as you can to rough up the soil, brush it away, rake it away with gloves. Use hard tools if you have to, but be extremely careful that you don't damage what you're going to run into, which is the flare going out. And that flare is part of the trunk. It's not part of the root system. And that needs to be perfectly above ground, well exposed and all that. That's step one. Step two, in this case, I would put a garden hose. Did it lose all of its foliage?
Not all, but most.
Okay. Put a garden hose on the area, turn it on running slowly, and let it run for about a day.
Okay.
And just totally saturate that
one
area.
One other thing I didn't mention, it is planted close to a fence.
That shouldn't make any difference.
Okay.
So get the flare exposed dramatically, flood it, and make sure it gets super saturated. The only other thing that's possible is a reverse of that. It could be that it's staying too wet, that you're watering it too much, and that's creating the drought.
That's possible. It's by a sprinkler.
I mean the strip. Okay. One more step in the process here then. Get a golf club. Do you play golf or anybody in your family?
Yes, we do.
Take a driver because they're the longest clubs and saw the head off of a driver. And then use that as a probe to probe down around the plant. And let's see if it's maybe a perched water table and staying too wet before we do the flooding. I should have mentioned that first.
Okay.
But it's going to be one of those three things. It's going to be too wet, too dry, or too deep in the ground. And it's probably going to be too deep in the ground plus one of those other things, okay?
Okay, it's probably too wet. Because it is by a sprinkler head.
Well, that could do it. That could sure do it. When there's too much moisture in the soil, it pushes all the oxygen out of the soil, and the plant can't, it basically suffocates and can't get nutrients, trace minerals that it needs out of the soil. It just creates several different problems.
Okay.
Check it out and let me know.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. Let's go to the next Carol. Telephone number, by the way, is 866-444-3478. Here's Carol in Oakland, California. Oh, man, y'all got a mess going on out there in California.
With the fires, Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. Luckily, I'm not near them.
Yeah. We're keeping our fingers crossed for everybody.
I know. It's a sad thing for all those people. I have a question that I had two conflicting opinions, and I need you to give me some input.
Okay.
Okay. I need to know if, I'm trying to figure how to phrase this so I don't take too much time, so I'll just spit it out. I went to a talk at a local nursery that doesn't use any pesticides or anything, and it was a talk given by a lady to promote butterflies and bees and health, like, and healthy plants.
Okay.
She made a comment that not to buy from the big box stores because they already saturate their plants with pesticides. So I didn't know that, and then I bought a hibiscus there, and then so I was concerned about that, and I asked a, quote, plant expert about that, and they said they didn't know of any growers that used pesticides and that I was worrying for nothing about my plants. You know, so with that background, I want to know if I got a plant from a big box store, is it systemic that they put these pesticides in the plants, or do they just spray it?
And they do both. They spray them, and they also drench with what's called neonicotinoids, and it's a mouthful, but it's a very nasty, toxic chemical. Some of the stores and some of the growers have gotten away from it, but Carol, it's still used a lot out there, and it's one of the things that, you know, is not good about it's not just the big box store, some of the independent nurseries where they buy their products, the same thing is going on. There are growers that don't use those things and, you know, are very strongly toward organics, if not totally there. You can detox the plants with the detox program that I recommend. We've got an entry on our website in the library, it's soil detox, and you can do the same thing that I recommend there for the entire site. You can do the same thing to potted plants.
And thank you. That was my question, because I figured that if the hummingbirds come to this hibiscus, that's not a good thing.
Well,
if it's already saturated with a bunch of chemicals.
Well, you can do it right when you bring them home. You can use the different organic products that I recommend in the detox program. Drench the pots. When you plant, you can water everything in, water the whole bed with the same stuff, and you'll lock up the toxins pretty quickly. The key ingredient in my detox program that to make it work quickly is the fine textured charcoal, either an activated charcoal or a fine textured like talcum powder, dry humate. And you mix that in water and drench it into the soil, adding a little orange oil and Medina soil activator and some of the other things. And that's all covered in writing on my website, but that's basically how it works. The fine textured humate, the carbon product, ties up the pesticides instantly. It takes it out of the system instantly. All the other things that I recommend stimulate biological activity and break down those big complex molecules over time.
And what happens if I'm drenching it in a pot and then say it was in the soil that I was gonna, do the chemicals go into the soil?
Yeah, but do the soil, do the beds as well as the pots, do everything.
No, but I mean, is the debris from what I'm detoxing, is that going into the ground?
Well, it will. It will for a minute, but the carbon will tie it up. It won't be available anymore. It'll be there,
okay.
and then your overall organic program and the products that I recommend will break it down completely. So yeah, it's going to be there for a while, but the fine textured activated carbon mixed with water and sprayed. That's the most important part of the detox program, because that ties things up as soon as you use it, as soon as you put it out.
And I'll find that on your website.
Yeah, it's in the library. Everything's in alphabetical order, and it'll be under soil detox in the library. We've updated it several times with our newsletter. And you may even see some different ingredients talked about, which is fine.
Okay.
All you're doing is using an organic program kind of beefed up to stimulate biological activity.
Thank you so much.
And
that quote, plant expert, didn't know what they were talking about.
Well, good, good luck. Call us again, okay?
I will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's see. What I need to do. The other thing I was going to tell you is dirtdoctor.com, of course, is where you can go to find all the other ways to learn about this organic program that I talk about. The library is there. Information on joining the Organic Club of America is there. How you can donate to TORC, buy books and donate to TORC, or just donate and become members of the Organic Club of America and get the benefits, the other benefits that are there. The newsletter is free. You just sign up for it, and it goes out on a weekly basis. The next one I'll do about Malcolm Beck. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call Dr. Darcy for a complimentary consultation at 214-727-1715. That's 214-727-1715.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone is 866-444-3478. Going right back to the phones, but quickly here for you. The date you need to put down and not forget is not that far away. It's our big HHG Health Home and Garden Expo. It's September the 15th. It'll be a one-day event at the Plano Center, which is north of Dallas, for those of you that don't live around here. We know a lot of people are going to be coming into the area for the event. If you live here, of course, we'd love for you to come to the event. If you live out of town, we'd love for you to come too. I know it'll be a lot more trouble for you, but it is going to be a lot of fun. Great information there about the human body, about pets, about gardening, of course, and the whole deal. I've started working on my fabulous trees presentation. I think you're going to like that. It's never been done the way I'm doing it this time. And just a lot of other good stuff. I think that Logan's going to be coming to town to introduce me and be a part. So those of you that haven't seen her in a while, she and her husband both, I hope, will be, not for sure, but I hope are going to be able to be with us. September the 15th is the date there that you need to remember. I needed to tell you something else, too, and my feeble brain, it slipped out for now. So let's go talk to Dave in North Richland Hills. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Howard.
What's up?
Question for you. I have a garden that I have, food garden, and there was a big, huge hackberry tree that fell in it about a month ago. Okay. And luckily, I've been able to regenerate all that hackberry tree with biochar or anything. But I believe in nature abhors a vacuum. And so this garden, I went ahead and terminated everything. I wanted to do my winter gardening, and I didn't want to leave anything bare. So I put on a bunch of leaves and a bunch of straw or hay on it, and I'm starting to see that it looks like some mycorrhizal fungus possibly on the ground where the leaves are making contact with the soil to cover the soil. Is that what that is? It's, you know, it's hyphae that's growing there. Is that,
well, there's
mycorrhizal?
You, probably is. You can go to my library again on dirtdoctor.com, and under mycorrhizal fungus, I think I have some shots. In fact, I know I do, of some mycorrhizae fruiting bodies that I've taken photographs of, and a couple that listeners have sent me, so you can see some examples. Generally, it's kind of brown and ugly looking. It's not a pretty mushroom shape. It's kind of a globby looking thing.
It's okay.
Kind of
this
dry.
This is more
powder.
White, kind of linear, you know, strands is what that is.
Well,
what
now,
it is.
The linear strands will be down in the ground. I'm talking about what you'll see above ground.
Okay.
Yeah, the linear strands that you see, that's definitely mycorrhizae.
Okay. Because I'm going to grind that up when I mulch later on in this month and, you know, till the garden. So
that's okay. You actually do some damage to fungus when you till it and grind it up, because you tear up those strands that you're seeing. So the more you...
Will they reestablish,
they
though?
Will, but you disturb it in the meantime is my point. So anywhere you can leave it the way it is, it's going to be more effective for plant growth and all than if you till it all up and scramble it and make it grow back. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Well, it's interesting. That's one of the things I was trying to remember to tell everybody about. My next Dallas Morning News column, in fact, I've already turned it in. It'll run this Wednesday. And we show it on DirtDoctor.com after it's run in the paper, and you can go to see it on their website as well. But it's about sudden branch drop. That's going on all over the place right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and probably in other parts of the country too, where big limbs just release from a tree and come crashing down.
Yeah.
And that may be what you have experienced there, and my column is about it.
Yeah, it was a huge old hackberry tree, and it was going to have to come down anyway, and it didn't hit any buildings, luckily, and it fell in three parts over 2 years. And
sounds like yours is just falling apart rather than that sudden branch
drop.
Yeah,
it was misshapen, and it was time for it to go. So,
all right, we'll get back.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Talk to you later. Yeah, the branch drop. We've even had it happen in our backyard. The big crooked live oak tree that we have in the backyard that Nellie, our tree climbing dog, still goes up from time to time, even across the plastic. She's gotten smart enough to figure out how to do that, but she comes down pretty quickly now. She doesn't go up as high as she used to, where she fell out that time. But we had a limb. Oh, it was a diameter of probably 10 inches. It was a big limb that did the sudden branch drop. It's called summer branch drop, sudden branch drop, sudden limb drop. It's got all kinds of different names, but it's basically a head-scratching situation. I think it has to do primarily with transpiration, not equaling the amount of moisture being able to be pulled up by the root system, and the tree just thins itself out by knocking off big, huge limbs, and can be very, very dangerous. I'll try to talk about it a little bit more, and again, it'll be in my column that's coming up for the Dallas Morning News. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me next 2 hours is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Again, if you want the free newsletter, you can just sign up right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The big event coming up is September the 15th.